case of over here of Itziu listen chayav. Says the Gemara Pshita istach pashit Itziu listen chayav. Of course the chayav. Says the Gemara Kivan da afkua kaimul abrishu sayu. Being that he took it out of his rishus, that's why he's chayav. L'chol mili. You should be chayav in everything. Tosis doesn't know why it's so pashit, but Tosis says, okay, we said pshita. Says the Gemara lo itzricha da kamala ba'apa. It's not talking about a regular ganav that he took it out. It's just kamala ba'apa. That's what the Gemara suggests now. Now the Gemara brings a tzushtel. Yoda the Amar Rabba Amar Rav Masna Amar Rav Maimid behemis chaveroi al kamas chaver chayev Maimid pshita again pshita lo itzricha da kamala ba'apa. So three stages in the Gemara. First stage in the Gemara thought it's talking about regular Mashiach. What did the Gemara say? Pshita. Then the Gemara says it's talking about a case of Kamalo Ba'apa. Gemara seems to assume it's no longer Pshita. And then comes along Abaye, and Abaye says, Hikisha Amrit Lam Listinami Dihikishua. Okay. Now, when the Gemara started out, and the Gemara said, what was the mechayif? The animal went and damaged. And now, the person that took it out of the Rishus is chayif. What's his, what midin? What's the din that's going to be mechayif him? Well, how would we label him? What would be his title? This person who now took an animal out of the Rishus of someone else, and now the animal was mazik. What is he chayif midin? Says the Achroinim is chayv midin gazlan. Klorzach. Kivon de afkuha. Kaimula bishu sayu lechol mili. There, we're looking at him as a gazlan. Okay. Now the Gemara entertains for a while that it's talking about that it's kaimula ba'apa. Kaimula ba'apa is, and the Gemara tells to maimid behemas chaver al komas chaveroi. Now the case of maimid behemas chaver al komas chaveroi. Let's talk about that case before we plug it back into our Mishnah. What happened? Someone else is an animal, and you position the animal in a way that the animal is automatically going to be mazik. Did you touch the animal? No. So what's the machayiv going to be over there? The chayiv over there is grama bin azakin. You're going to be chayiv midin mazik. You're a goyre mehezik. Over there, the machayiv is midin goyre. It's not midin gneiv. I didn't do a gneiv. In order to be a ganav, what do I have to do? And what do we got? I have to steal it. Did he steal the animal? No. It's garmi. It have to be garmi.
So Rashi was rushing to say.
Okay, good, good, good. We'll have to see. Yeah, good. Okay, it could be midin eish. We'll have to see exactly what the mazik is. Maybe by eish the mazik will be chayiv. Maybe it'll be shen v'regal. Good. It's a good question. If it's not a regular ganav, so then how is he chayiv over here? We have to see what the din of mazik maimin is. But l'chayro, we've temporarily stepped out of the realm of ganav because he's not a ganav. Then the Gemara says ikisha b'makal. What is ikisha b'makal? And for all intents and purposes, I would call that a maisa
gazel.
So therefore, we could go back into the realm of gzela. That's the chayro. So this the Gemara seems to be moving back and forth. Says the Amshel Shloima, a merdik echidish. The Amshel Shloima says even when the Gemara thought kaimala be'apa, we still thought you're chayiv midin gazlin. You still thought you're chayiv midin gazlin, which is a pele. Because what did he not do? The Amshel Shloima. What did he not do? A maisa. Gzela, Maisa Gneva, we're going to use those words interchangeably. He didn't do any gazel over here. All he did was position the animal in a way that it's going to be mazik. It's kaimula ba'apa, there's no gzela here, b'chal. Rashi says, kivan da'afkua, Rashi says, di'ika mishicha, shinreshus, k'nu yilchami, you need a mishicha, you need agbah, you need a maisa gzela. Yamshel Shlomo comes and says over here, oh, maybe you're chayiv even without the maisa gzela. Now I understand very well why Abaye rejects that pshat. Why does Abaye reject the pshat that was suggesting it's kamala ba'apa? Hello, there's no ma'isik zela over there. Therefore, Abaye says, you can't call this person a gazlin. What's the pshat? Gemara says, ki ha da'amar rabba amar amas namar rav. Perhaps the pshat will be as follows. If you look in Tosfos, we're going to see the Tosfos soon inside. But Tosfos says that a gazlin is not chayiv midine gzela on the hezek the animal does. How does a gazlan become chayiv on the hezek? When a gazlan steals something, so what does he become chayiv to do? You steal something, what do you become chayiv to do? Return it. That's the most obvious chayiv. What happens if something happens to the animal? What about if the animal does damage? Tosis is bothered. Why am I chayiv? Just because the animal did damage. We're going to see the Tosis. Says Tosis, I'll read you the Lashon. We're going to see it inside soon. Says Tosis, it's a svara. Svarahi, the gazlan nichnas tachas habaylim. The kivan shahoitzi mishus baylim, shayuchayavim mishmirasa, vena baymichom l'shoimra, fisha gazlan imenu, yesh al gazlan l'shoimra. Le'in yunizakan ikri baylim. Says, listen, the baylim did a very nice shmira. What did you do to the shmira of the baylim? You sabotaged it. You took the animal away. Now the baylim can't watch it anymore. So who becomes the quote-unquote baylim? We're going to use a, we're going to put that in parenthesis quotes. Who becomes the Bailim? The Gazlan. Is he really the Bailim?
No.
What gives him the title Bailim? Says Tosis, who else can watch this animal right now? You're the one responsible for watching the animal. So Memela, maybe the Amshar Shlom is saying the following thing. Listen, the reason I'm Chayiv for Mazik, we're not talking about being Chayiv Midin Gazlan anyway. We're talking about making you Chayiv Midin that you had become the Bailim. Maybe I can become the Bailim on this behema if I am manipulating this animal to do hezek. So who are we going to go to and say, who is Kilo the Bailim on this behema? Who's the one responsible for the hezek? The Gazlan.
So why would Pertua list to be different? But Maisa, you're also a Tzim Rishas Bailim.
Good.
You let it out of the
Rishas.
You didn't hide. See, what, that's the difference?
Yeah. Right. That's going to be the difference.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. That's going to be the difference. We're going to have to figure that out. But Lemaisa, what we're saying here is a very big Kiddush, and Tuli's pointing out part of it. Because I would think maybe I can only become the Bailim if I'm at least a Ganif. So what did I do? I maneuvered the animal to do Hezek, but who am I to become the Bailim? If I'm a Ganav Chach, I'm the Ganav on the Behema. So I'm the one who, I have some sort of connection with the Behema. But if a person is not a Ganav Bechlal, so maybe that's why Abaye argues. Akoponim, this is all in the Yamshul Shlomo's Pshat. Again, the Yamshul Shlomo says, when the Gemara suggests, Kamala Ba'apa, why are you going to be Chayef? Midin? Ganav. We said, Ganif, you didn't do a Maisa Geneva. And Achanami, Ganif doesn't need a Maisa Geneva in order to be Chayiv on the Hezek. It needs to be a Maisa Geneva in order to be Chayiv on the returning the object or whatever it is. But maybe there's the Gemara's Havim, you could be Chayiv with a Maisa Geneva. Comes along the Maram Shif and says, no. The Maram Shif says, when the Gemara was in the middle, entertained the possibility that you're Chayiv because Kaimel of Apa, Gemara thought you're Chayiv did Mazik. Nothing to do with Ganif. Nothing to do with Ganif at all. And it's just your pure mazik. You're only garmi. That's maybe you're only grama, only garmi. What do you hold if you hold garmi? That's what the Gemara is noisy is. You're chayiv midin mazik.
Maybe that's why Abaye argues midin garmi.
So why does Abaye argue? You could say Abaye argues because he holds that even that's not. It's only grama. Grama's going to be putter, maybe. But maybe Abaye argues for a different reason.
It says list him.
The Maisa, it says, Otsiyo Listim, it sounds like, what's this Mechayev, because you are a Ganif. If it's just talking about that any random person is Chayev because Kaimul Ba'apa, and therefore he's a Mazik, so then why does it have to say Otsiyo Listim for Bechlal? It sounds like it has to do with the fact that these person were somewhat Ganavim, they're in the Skavein. Something like that. You're chayiv, even though it's not a full-fledged hezek. It's ki'ilu. Yeah, it's garmi, maybe. It's garmi. It's ki'ilu mazik biyadayim, maybe. It's more than that. We saw similar on Amud Aleph, Tuli. We saw over there by case of Kofif Kamasal of Nebemes Chaveroi, which is Ruach Metsuya, even though I didn't actually do the hezek, but that's also called, he did a biyadayim.
He's arguing with Tosfos the Machshir?
What do you mean?
Tosfos says he's chayiv with the Shemir Rei. I'm saying it's a different
thing. I mean, the learned Rashi Taka argues on Tosfos. The Rashi argues Mefush on Tosfos. The Rishonim argue on Tosfos. I don't know if he's Ram Shif is definitely going out like that. Al Kolponim, this could be a reason, the way the Ramam Shif is learning, this is a different reason why Abaye is rejecting the pshat of Kamen Lo Ba'apa, because it says list him. And if you're telling me now that we're not going to Midin Gneva at all, so why does it say list him? Therefore, Abaye says Ikisha B'Makal. What's Ikisha B'Makal? Now you become Yochai Midin Gneva.
Abaye changes it by the case of Maimid. It says so too by listing.
Right.
So the case of Maimid has nothing to do with listing.
And a Chanami. And a Chanami.
You see the whole problem.
So why does he have to change that also? He should just have to change over here. Good. Good. There you go. Akoponim, in the Rambam, we have a third mahalach. And we're going to do a sikkum on these three mahalachim in a minute. The Rambam says the following thing. Says the Rambam. In Perek Dalid, Halacha Aleph, Niske Momen. Chaysa Mechitza Briya, V'nifritza Balailo, Isha Partua Listim Yatsa V'zika Potter. Hoitziu listim vizika halistim chayavim. That's the din of our Mishnah. Hoitziu listim chayavim. That's halacha aleph. Halacha gimel. Hamaimid behemas chaveiroi al gabe kamosoi shel chaveiroi. Hamaimid chayav l'shalim ashizik. Ram says when you're maimid behemas chaveiroi al gabe kamos chaveiroi. Is that talking about Ram? Now he's just talking about a random case. Hamaimid behemas chaveiro al gabi kamasu shel chaveiro. Nothing is gone of anymore. V'chein im hikisha at shaholcha lekamas chaveiro v'izika zeh shikisha chayif. The Rambam says, like Abaye, that hikisha b'makel is similar to that case. The Rambam doesn't mention hikisha b'makel b'chlal together with the din of otzio listim. It sounds like the Rambam is learning Kisha B'Makal is not Midin Ganav B'Chlal.
Why doesn't the Rambam mention Kama B'Apa?
Seems like the Rambam doesn't paskin Kama B'Apa. The Ravid says, Kolshchin Kama B'Apa. The Rambam paskin like Abaye doesn't paskin Kama B'Apa.
Kolshchin,
it's a Pella. Magen Mishnah says, why is it Kolshchin? Tuli's going to say Chabur tomorrow about that. Could have the Rambam after Shia. There's a lot of rage to be said about this. This Magid Mishnah, this Ravid, I don't want to go into it right now, but so basically we have three shittas. Get it clear. Three shittas in the Gemara. The first shita is the Yamsha Shlomo, as that the whole way through the Gemara is coming Midin Ganef, and it's Taka Mashma that way in the Lashon of Mishnah, Vashtet in the Lashon of Mishnah, Hoitziyuhu, Listim. The problem is, how in the world can you become a Ganef if all you did was Kamala Ba'apa? Big problem. Okay? But that's the pshat of the Yamsha Shlomo. The Maram Shif says in the middle, the Gemara was temporarily entertaining. It's not Midin Ganif. And maybe that's good for why Abaye is choylek listim tanan. It says listim in the Mishnah. But when you get to Abaye in the end, and Rashi's kemat mafurish, in the end of the day, it's Midin Ganif. That's what Rashi says. Listim nami kishua b'mako v'ashmin masnisin dekishua b'mako zui mashicha. This is mashicha that you're going to be kind of Midin Ganif, and now you're kind of Midin Ganif. And the Rambam says, not only in the second stage of the Gemara are we not going Midin Ganev, but even in the Maskana of the Gemara we're not going Midin Ganev. Because he doesn't put it together with Otziu Listim. The Rambam puts it in a third place. There's another halacha gimel, where he says, there's a din of Kisha b'makal is chayiv Midin Maimit. Rambam doesn't mention Kamala Ba'apa. He doesn't paskin that way. For sure, it's according to the Rambam, the Gemara, when entertained Kamala Ba'apa, thought it was Midin Mazik. The Maskana Abaye says, Kamala Ba'apa is not good, but Kishav Makal is good, Midin Mazik. Nothing to do with the din of Yitzhiyu Listim.
Kishav Makal with the Rambam, is that Das Lukmai?
Seems like not.
Oh, so you don't have to make a Machakis on Halacha. The Rambam is different than Kishav Makal.
It's not. What do you mean? It's not a das ligma. Therefore, it's not
the
guess of
the
Mishnah. The Rambam doesn't say.
Maybe
you don't need it. You don't need it. It sounds like according to the other Rishonim, you're going to need to have it to the case of Tomei. It was listim in order to be machayev. You has to be das lignoy lefachos. You need that. The Rambam doesn't even mention that. It sounds like according to the Rambam, you don't need it. Maybe you're chayim din mazik. You don't need chayim din ganav. Sounds like. I don't know. The Rambam doesn't put it together with Otziu Listim. Rashi seems to say, this is Shaykh Otziu Listim. And over here, the Kisha B'Makal is your Maisa, Kenyan, your Mashicha, like he started. That Mishicha Nishin Rishus is Kanuya Lachol Mili. That's your Din Ganif. Says the Rambam, says Rashi, what's the maskana of the Gemara? Ikisha b'makal is your Mashicha, and then your Chayim Din Ganav. The Rambam leaves it totally out of the sugya of listim. It has nothing to do with the din of Ganav. It's its own din of being Chayim Din Mazik.
It's
The shaila is, does the Rambam hold that makal is not that Nikisha makal is not a mashicha? It is a mashicha. It's a mashicha by regular mekach chomemka. It is, yeah. Karel of Yibazer is a mashicha by regular mekach chomemka. Shaila is maybe over here. We saw the Meiri that says Karel of Yibazer doesn't work over here because it's not dasacheres makne, and it's because it's not kavanas aliknois. So you have to know if mashicha by makal.
So mekach chomemka, it's known that makal.
For sure, is good. 100%.
We don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it works by Gnev also. Maybe Rambam just says over here you don't need it because the Kisha Makos Mechayvim Midin Mazik. I don't know. But the Rambam, Akitzer, in the Seder of the Gemara, we have three Mahalchim. We have the Mahalch Yam Shloma, Gezel all the way through. We have the Mahalch of the Maram Shif, Gezel. We stopped from Mazik in the middle, went back to Gezel, which is Rashi's Mahalch. And then we have the Mahalch of the Rambam, which is the Gemara left Gezel. Utsi listim is not relevant anymore. We don't. It's nothing to do with listim. According to the Rambam, it's going to be shver the lashon of the Gemara. What does the Mishnah say? Utsi listim. If we're talking about a kisha b'makal, yeah. Okay. So this kasha of why it says listim, so there's two possible answers to the question. One answer is the Rambam has a whole different mahalach in what the Gemara is doing. When Abai says yikisha amrit lon, I mean it sounds like it doesn't sound like. So Rabbi Zalman says all he wanted to say was that the din of Maimid is true by Kishua. That was Tully's diak before. This, we really have two different discussions. We have one discussion about Maimid and another discussion about our Mishnah. So in Maimid, the Gemara was saying Maimid is a Kishua b'makal. But he's not saying Pshat Mishnah at all. Our Mishnah is talking about regular Hotziya listim. I don't know what the Chiddush would be.
Abai.
The Gemara says, "Listim nami de kishua." It sounds like Abai is clearly plugging it back into our Mishnah, so I don't know how that would work at all. I was thinking a different mahalach, al derech hapshat, that maybe Rambam learns that listim is lav dafka. The Mishnah says, "Nifritzu balaylo shepartzu halistim, v'yotzev ezika potter. If it's partzu halistim, yotzev ezika potter. Hotziu listim, listim chayavim." So we were talking about listim in the first case. We had to be talking about listim over there for whatever reason. It's only if he listim is going to be potter. We have different mahalchim. Why it's dafka listim? You're going to be potter in that case. So once we're talking about listim in that case, in order to be potter, so therefore the Gemara says over here also hotziu listim. But listim is lav dafka according to the Rambam.
You see over there that listim is teaching you because you need kavana. You need kavana.
No, over there the listim are potter. They're potter.
I understand, but you said the reason the Mishnah taught you listim earlier was dafka listim.
Yeah, but not because of kavana liknois. It's because we needed the case of listim. Let's say, for example, like the Yama Talmud it was.
Yeah, that it's by
Yoyim. That the word is it's by Yoyim, and only because listim, that's why I don't have to look after them, because listim. So we had to have a case of listim. Listim is just so necessary.
The next case, you don't need listim, right?
Next, you don't need listim. Just because we said listim in the first case, we said listim in the second case.
You say
imhotiyu. That's what imhotiyu means. It's your listim. Same thing.
The first time listim dafka meant something. This time listim doesn't dafka something.
Yeah. First one is to teach you hotiyu listim, then you're potter. Now, if those people, whoever they are, Grada over there was talking about listim, would take it out, so then they'll be chayiv. But it doesn't have to be listim in order to be chayiv. It's just we want to use the lashon of listim. So then we're going to continue with the Lashon of listing.
Why is not Lashon? The Rambam had Shver Kershis Tzkasha. What's the Kiddush? The Gemara said Pshit Amzeh.
Pshit Amzeh?
Right. The Gemara comes up by Kipshua. So what's the Kiddush?
No, it's not like Rashi.
Rashi said a chiddush, a shor chiddush, that's a ma'aser.
Right, and the Rambam and Tosfos holds
like
a different.
Tosfos the Gemara changed.
Some Mishnayim say Tosfos holds that's the chiddush. Okay, say this. That's the other chid. Say it, but in the end of the day, what's listing? Why does it list him?
Why
does it list him? Why does it list him? I don't have a problem with the Rambam's shot. It's just a problem with why does it list him? In the Havamina, when the Gemara was entertaining that it's Als Kamala Ba'apa in a Hanami, that's what we said. Maybe, I think in Mashal Madur Abbas says, maybe that's why we Taka changed. Abai says, not like that. Okay, you're right. So it's in that Havamina, then it would still be Shvir. Why does it say listening? In a Hanami. In Abai is Maskana, it's okay. In the Rambam, even the Maskana, it's not okay. Okay, it's a Diyuk. So I'm saying that maybe it's Lam Dafka. Okay. Abai said, that's the Cheshbon of the Gemara. We did the Cheshbon, three Mahalchim in the Cheshbon of the Gemara. Let's see Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos is bothered. And the Gemara is coming with a Hanukha. The Hanukha of the Gemara over here for sure is Hotziu, list him Chayavim. The Gemara is understanding that you're Chayav just for doing your Geneva. You're Chayav the animal damages. How did I get Chayav for the animal damaging? Mechatesi, I'm Chayav for the animal damaging. I'm Chayav because I stole it, I have to give it back. If the animal damages, what does that have to do with me? That's Tosis's question. There's this Vim Toimar. Minole de Kaima Bishuse Afilu Lis Chayav Amashu Mazekes. The Hachikoi. That's what our Mishnah's talking about. The Tani, it's Viyatsa Vizika. Now Tosis says, Vileka Lameimer de Chihechi de Masur de Shoimer. Chino Vishoyal Nichlus Tach Zabayim within Gazlin. And don't tell me maybe. Chihechi de Masur de Shoimer Chino Vishoyal Nichlus Tach Zabayim. Who had in Gazlin? Gazlin is going to be Nichnesu Tachas Habaylam. Why would Gazlin be Nichnesu Tachas Habaylam? That's Shoimer Chinam and Shoy. What does that have to do with Gazlin? What was Taisa saying? Maybe it's Nichnesu Tachas Habaylam. So Achrenim say, because this Chayfetz, aside from being stolen, is also kind of lost, right? Does the Habaylam know where the Chayfetz is? No. So what happens when someone picks up a lost item? But Shava said, what does it become? It's called a Shoimer Aveda. Gemara is going to talk about, is it a Shoimer Chinam? Is it a Shoimer Sachar? Is it a din of a Shoimer Aveda? So maybe we should don this Gazlin now, aside for being a Gazlin, but he has another din. What's the other din? Shoimer. And there's a din Shoimer. So what's the din of a Shoimer? A Shoimer is going to be Chayef. It says, it's a little cryptic in Tosfos. It doesn't make mention of the fact that every ganav is a shomer. It's not an aveda. What?
It's more than just cryptic. It says shomer chinam l'shayal.
What do you mean?
It sounds like he's not talking about shomer.
He does the two extremes. Yeah, I don't know. Rabbi Chaim seems to say every person holding a chavit becomes a shomer, but Vayter is going to be a shomer chinam or a shomer. It's the only he has to be. We're going to coming to our summed in shmiri. Yeah, I don't know. Good kasha. Says the Gemara can't be the dilma shomer with the mechayev of a gazlan lo. Says Tosfos, we find certain places that the Shomer, that the Gazlan has less chiyuvim than Shomer. So what can I deduce from that? That a Gazlan is not a Shomer, because he's less chayv than Shomer. Sharei bekhisha behema ikhasha de hadra peris yer kivu miktsas mukhakh bergaz kama gaz na mal arish khol fanakh mishon lo khshiv shinoy velo kaninu u pata filo be psir de lo kivu lo shmiru av shaim kivu de shim skhay ba khasha lo hadra kivu kulam masu psir kama ken yes khay ba khasha de hadra kivu miktsas kivu de kivu lo shmiru de lo mal is khay be ze kama ze she ina shaim kaina be shinoy va filo shol kama av shol shom ne kivu kana va bas. That's it, says Tosfos. Not, I can prove to you that there are places that the Shomer is Chayiv and the Ganav is not Chayiv. So don't start telling me that every Shomer has the Chiyuvim, every Gazlan has the Chiyuv of Shomer. It's just not true. Why not? Why is he not a Shomer Aveda? Because he's not Niskaven to be a Shomer Aveda, because the Torah is Matalim Adin Ganav, not Adin Shomer. Whatever. Feist to Chois, do state, you're not a Shomer. What's the Raya? Chosha de Hadra. Chosha de Hadra. A shomer is chayiv, a gazlan's butter. Elamai, obviously, a gazlan's not a shomer. Says Tosis, another attempt. Vein loymar. Maybe it all nemtzach from your chiyuv hashava. And you have to return the object. You stole it, for sure you have to return it. Even if you're not in the skav and you have to return it. Why can't you return it? Because if the animal damages, you have to pay migufay. And if the animal has to pay migufay, can you return the animal? No. So maybe that's why you're chayim. You're din hashava. You're not. You can't do your hashava. I, the animal, standing here, but it's not his anymore. Why not? Because now the animal did hezek, and it's a short time. Short time pays me gufay. So therefore, if you did that amount of damage, you can't return it. Says Tosis, it can't be. The shame v'regel, I read my nisan. I'm just talking about regel. It's not talking about short time. The shame v'regel pays men haliyah. So it's not a problem. Nezik shalom men haliyah. Okay, over here, Abu Isai, we have big problems. This is the question, the Achronim, we gave out this kasha yesterday, on Thursday. B'kiva Eger's kasha. Achronim asked the following question. Time out. Hold on a second. We're trying to figure out why the Shomer is Chayiv, right? So as far as we know right now, is the Shomer Chayiv for the Hezek? We don't know why, right? That's what Tosis' question is. Why is the Shomer chayiv for the hezek that the animal does? So do we know why yet? No. Okay. Now, someone stole the Bailam's animal, and then the animal damaged. Should the Bailam be chayiv? No. So who should be chayiv? You know what I would say? Nobody. So comes along Tosis and says, yeah, But the ganav is going to be chayiv because you have to pay me gufay. Who has to pay me gufay? Not the bailim. The bailim, the animal stolen from the bailim. Can't blame him. And not the ganav, because we don't know yet that the ganav is chayiv. So where does this chayiv me gufay come from? Frektor agoin Reb Kiva Eiger. Where's the chayiv coming from? That's Reb Kiva Eiger's kasha. Zok the Chazanish, two terutzim. Yeah, we're trying to figure out where's the Gazan Chayiv from. First we said maybe the Gazan is Chayiv because he's a Shomer. No, you're not Chayiv in Shomer. Why not? Because the Shomer is Chayiv because we see you're not Chayiv in Shomer. Elamai, the Gazan is maybe Chayiv midin the fact that he has to pay me gufa if he can't do a shovel. Why does he have to pay me gufa? He's Potter. Who has to pay me gufa? The Bible has to pay me gufa. The Bible doesn't have to pay. Why does the Bailam have to pay? Someone stole the Bailam's animal. The animal did damage. The Bailam has to pay. So says the Chazanish two terutzim. One terutz the Chazanish says is we're talking about a case where the Bailam was tchilosoi bipshia. What does it mean tchilosoi bipshia? Can you blame the Bailam for the fact that this animal got out and damaged? Yes. Maybe the Bailam didn't do such a good shmira, and then the Shomer stole it. Then the Ganav stole it. So that's tchilasha b'psi, b'psiya v'soifai b'oynes. What? And that's the case of our Mishnah.
Maybe if that's tchilasha b'psiya.
One second. The case switches in middle.
What do you mean?
By the case of Ratzua listim, we're talking about.
It was not correct. Right.
It was correct.
Right.
And then Hatziu, but Im Hatziu, then it switches.
Hinicha v'chama is not. Oh, hinicha v'chama is correct. Masal Cheresh of the Kum is not Karoi.
I'm not sure.
According to some. Yeah, so that'll have to be not Karoi. You'd have to do that. It's enough for a Havamina, says the Chazanish. You're right, it's a very difficult Havamina. It sounds like the Tzilistim is always Chayiv. It sounds like the Tzilistim is only going to be Chayiv, according to this Havamina, only in that case, whether this and that. So it's a stretch. No, it could be related. We could say that. We can make it related.
You can make a machmas?
Yeah.
You're not Karoi.
We can make a machmas. Sure, we can make a machmas. What? He's saying that we're trying to figure out what do you mean you have to pay me gufo? Who's paying me gufo? Says the Chazanish. Say it again. Who's paying? Says the Chazanish. The Bailam is paying me gufo. Why is the Bailam paying me gufo? because the Bialim was Pesheah. Now the Bialim is chayiv to pay, and now the Shomer is going to have to pay the Bialim. Why does the Shomer have to pay the Bialim? Because the Bialim lost his animal. So the Shomer is going to be chayiv. But really, the chayiv Nemtzach is noiveya from the Bialim because he was chilasu b'pshia. But because I stole the animal, I have a chiv hashava to you. So my chiv hashava to you means I have to return it. I can't return it. Now I'm chayv.
The reason why I can't return it is because you made a problem.
Say that, but that has nothing to do with the fact that you stole my animal. I was pesheya. You stole my animal.
Okay, so the Baal pay for the hezek. The Baal pay for the hezek. You got to pay for that.
That's what it is. That's what he's saying. And according to this, Otsiyo listim chayavim to pay to the Baalim. And the Chazon Ish's second Hamtzah is a similar type of thing. Says the Chazon Ish, why shouldn't the Bialim pay? It's his animal. It's his animal. Says the Chazon Ish, hold on a second. When do we not make you pay when your animal damages, when you're an Oynes? Only if you're going to lose. We don't want you to lose if you're an Oynes. But over here, is the Bialim going to lose if he pays?
That's why we don't make you pay.
Right. Yes. I'll get back to you in a second. Is the Bialim going to lose over here? If he pays, why not? Ganav's going to pay him back. So we'll make the Bialim pay, and then we'll make the Ganav pay. The only time we don't make you pay, your animal damaged. You're oinus. You still have to pay. Why not? Okay, because why should you lose? You're a nice guy. Says Rav Dov Varsky, that's really going to depend on our Chakira. What's the mechayiv? If the mechayiv is pshi in the shmira, well, I'm chayiv. What do I do? What in the world do you want from me? I didn't do any pshi in the shmira. If the mechayiv is mamon not mazik, so your mamon was mazik. We ponder you if you did a good shmira, but we only ponder you if you did a good shmira. If you have what to lose, if not, why should we ponder you? You have to pay. He'll pay you. All's well that ends well. You're fine. He's fine. So the guy has to pay. Great.
What's it? So you take away your
ptoyim? Yeah, this is a very big chiddush. We take away your ptur because you don't have what to lose. Pela dikachidish of the rest of
the chesed.
Whatever, however you want to say it. But make a tasty that's the way. How? It's a more dikachidish. Tosis is really being
that
very creative.
Insurance on his animal, then you also
can, yeah, because that's not called din be'etzem. It's grada insurance. Yeah, it's halachic insurance. Oh, yeah, you had halachic insurance. Ain't no chanami. As a result, the chazanish. Aboisai over the loim dim. Abdullah Pavarsky, and over here the Teres Shmuel answer a different pshat based on a chiddush of Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim zogt, Amar de kechiddush. Rab Chaim zogt the din of short tam that it pays me gufoy. We understand pashat the pshat is listen. The Bialim is chayiv, but the Bialim's hagbala, the Bialim's restriction is only chayiv as much as the animal is worth. Zogt Rab Chaim nay. The pshat is when you pay me gufay, is the behema is paying. Who's paying? The behema pays me gufay. It's the chiv on the behema. So do I have to? Is the bialim this bialim's chayiv or that bialim's chayiv? Nay, it's not a question of the bialim say I didn't do any. He stole it from me. The ganav is the chayiv. But the chiv nemtzach from me guf does make me gufay. You pay from the behema. The chiv comes from the behema itself. So because the chiv comes from the behema, therefore, it doesn't make a difference who the bialim is. Zoktub chayim, lu yehei, the behema has no bialim. There's no bialim on the behema. And the behema is mazik. The behema is still chayv.
The cow.
You take the cow and you sell it. Take the cow and you sell it. The chiv, it means the chiv comes from the shavius of the behem. Grada. What happens if an animal doesn't have an owner and it's mazik your potter? But that's because of a special gzeres of kosev. But etzem you should be chayiv. Shosh ein lo bailum is potter, but etzem it should be chayiv mitzan migufay mishale. Because the chiv comes from the behem itself. So here we have a case over here, Abayisai. There, the ganav has the behema. Ganav has no reason to be chayiv. The bialim doesn't have his behema. He has no reason to be chayiv. The behema is mazik. Who's chayiv? The behema is chayiv. Now the ganav has a chiv hashava. He can't give back the behema. Now the ganav is going to be chayiv. He did hashava.
This only works when we're talking about, let's say, shein harago. It's a regular karen more that damages.
It only works by karen tam. Shein harago pays me an aliyah. And Muad pays Manaliyah. It only works Karen Tom. That's what Tosis says. Yeah, the problem is we're talking about Shein Eregel. Shein Eregel pays Min Aliyah, so you can't play this game. What?
The Bialim owns the animal. Why doesn't he have Ptur Shmir?
It's nothing to do with the...
The Bialim watches the animal. Whatever you have, Bialim watches animals in Ptur Shmir.
I hear the Bible over here. I don't know if it's called watching the animal.
But the Bible, we're not talking about making money. We're not working with the Mahala.
Right.
Going, right. Svarat, I know Svarat is the one to say. So
right.
The Bible watched the
animal. I don't know if it's called the Bible watched the animal. He didn't have the animal. He was an oinus. Maybe it's not. That's not called he watched the animal. Maybe it's different. That's not called watching the animal. It's not a Turanus. Ramushud is asking Akasha that Lamaisa, what happens? What's the din if a Bialim has a short time and he watches the short time? What happens then? There's no chiyuv. Why did you say go to the animal? The animal's chayiv. There's a p'tur when you watch the animal. So over here also, why isn't there a p'tur? That's his kasha. It's a good kasha. Kasha on Reb David Pavarsky, on all those that tear Shmuel. Everyone that says this. I'm saying that maybe when the Bialim doesn't have the animal, he's not being shomer the animal. The p'tur is when a person's shomer the animal. Below yishmerenu is the lashon of the pasuk. Over here, you didn't watch it. He didn't have it to watch it. Maybe you say he's a p'tur oinus, but that's not the p'tur. It's not it didn't shine there. I didn't watch my animal. Medafis. I'll call upon him. This is Tosis's Havamina, and it doesn't work. Because we're talking about Shein Veregel, so what's going on? Says Tosis. V'yei Shleimer. Svarahu. Taisa says it's a svara. The gazlin nichnas tachas ha bailim kivon shahaitzi mishus bailim shachayav mishmira. So they took it out of the bailim's mishus that when they were chayim in shmira. Ve'en a bailim mechayim l'shaimrei. If he should nigzal mehem, the bailim can't watch it anymore. Yesh ala gazlin l'shaimrei. Dile inyan izokin ikri bailim. They get the same bailim. Call me. Says Tosis, it's a svara. You get the Shem Bailim. Why? You took it out of the rishus of the Bailim. You made the Bailim not be able to be Shomer it. And now you are able to be Shomer it. Therefore, you get the din Bailim. Klape, the din of the Shmira. In other words, what Tosis is saying is here, Bailim does not mean, what does Bailim not mean? This moment in Tosis. Does it mean Choshen Mishpat ownership? I don't have to be the Bailim that I have the Shaloi. It just means you get the title of Bailim. Who is the person who is in charge? He's called the Bailim. He has no Choshen Mishpat. Maybe he has nothing here. That's not the not mitzad the Choshen Mishpat. V'lodomi l'toyv say nizik l'Rabbi Akiva shafilu shemachinam eino alchel kaver deshutav eino miskaven la'achzik rak b'shaloi. Okay, Taisus Bavorns, why is this different than the case of Shutif? Says it's not the same. V'oid, now Taisus says another answer. Kivan de gazlin kama la birshusei. Gam le inyin ointzin. Yesh lach shivai bailim yoyse me Shutif. Says Taisus another thing. Taisus says that also that kivan de gazlin kama la birshusei le inyin ointzin. Which means that this chayfetz is now. He is miktas bailim already. Le'inyan oinsim, he's bailim. So Tosis before said, in order to be called owner, you don't have to have anything. All you have to do is be the responsible guy. Now Tosis is saying, the gazlin, it's kamalar b'shusa le'inyan oinsim. He has somewhat of a bailus in this gneva over here. It's in his reshus klape oinsim. Once it's in his reshus klape oinsim, so we don it, isn't in his reshus totally. Both of the answers of Tosis is saying that at the end of the day, the Ganav is chayiv because he is the Bailim. He gets title Bailim. And why is the original owner Pater? Because he's not Bailim anymore. Doesn't mean, in other words, he's monetarily the owner, but I'm not the owner on this Behemah Klape Mazik anymore. Who's the new owner on this Behemah Klape Hezek? Says Tosis, the Ganav is the new owner. The Choyra. A nafka meaning between the two terutzim of Tosfos says the Gidulei Shmuel would be as follows. What happens if the Bailim was Poshea in his Shmira? We spoke about this before. And then someone stole it from where the Bailim was. Is he a ganav? Sure. Did he remove the shmira of the bailim from the animal? No, why not? Because he was already poshea.
It's if poshea means there was no shmira.
Right? So now the ganav maybe, he's ganav. So he's chayv in oinsin. Is he chayv in oinsin? Is he a ganav? Ganav, is ganav chayv in oinsin? Yes, he's ganav chayv in oinsin. What does he become? The Bailam. Maybe he'll become the Bailam also on the Hezek. But if you say it's a Svara because I was misalik the Shmira from the one who was supposed to be Shomer, and I took away his Shmira, so now I become the person who's supposed to be the Shomer, so I wasn't misalik the Shmira. This guy wasn't watching it at all. He was already Pesheya. So he's still going to remain the Bailam Klape the Hezek. That'll be the Nafka Mina between the two Pshatim and Tosfos. We were suggesting a third Mahalach, perhaps in how you become Chayv in the Hezek. Thursday, and that was, you're not chayim in the hezek bichlal midin that you're the bailam in the hezek. Rather, you become chayim in the hezek mikoyach the fact that you are responsible to the bailam for all anything that happens to this animal. Even if what happens to the animal is the animal does damage, that's also called something that happened to the animal. My chayim is not to the person that got genizikt, not to the nizik. And I'm the Bailam to come to me and not to him because he's no longer the Bailam. I'm now the Bailam. No, he's still the Bailam. But because I'm Chayv and Achrayis, therefore I'm going to have to pay even for the Hezek that happens. Similar to that, Tosfos says Havamina. Tosfos himself had such a Havamina because Tosfos says maybe we're talking about short time. And short time, you have to pay because your Chayv Hashava, it makes you give back the animal. You can't give back the animal because the animal is Mazik. So who you're Chayv really to? You're not Chayv to the person that damaged. Really, the person that damaged goes to the shor, we were machadish. And the shor is the mazik. But I have to pay the bailam because I can't do my hashava. So we're suggesting maybe that also, even when we're dealing with chen v'regel, my chiyuv of hashava, or my chiyuv ointzim, my chiyuv klape the behemoth, mechayiv me even to take care of the hezek. And therefore, the bailam is still going to be the mazik. I'm just achroi to take care of the bailam's hezek because I'm chayiv and achrayis. For anything that happens to the animal.
What? If you're chayv, you
what we're saying is that Tosfos coming out in both of his maskanas that you are the bailam on the hezek, and if the nizik goes to the real owner of the animal, he says, "What do you want from me? It's nothing to do with me. He's the bailam, not me. I'm the chushim mishpat bailam. I'm the owner. I own the monetarily, but he's the bailam on this hezek. Leave me out of this." Mashenkin, we were saying another pshat, maybe he really comes to me because I'm the owner of the animal. But I'm going to push him on to the other person because he's chayv achrayis in all of my hezek. Part of his achrayis in stealing the behema is he's achroy if the behema gets damaged and he's achroy if the behema damages. He's achroy. Reb Chaim Brisker declares this chakir in every shomer if that's the way it works. Maybe I take over his whatever happens to him. So by ganef, maybe the pshat is, in a chanami, I'm still the mazik. It's my animal damaged. But he now takes over my chiv, midin, kabbalas achrayis, on the animal.
How's that different than the
svar? Which, the svar says you became the bailam. Now you're the bailam on the hezek. So who, we say, it's mammon ha-mazik. Whose mammon is this? We call this mammon, the ganef's mammon. Now the moment is not the guy of his chayv. He's chayv yashar. He is a chayv direct. There's nothing in between. It's a chayv direct.
How can we see it?
And for example, in theory, the idius. Whose idius are we going to don up? The idius of the ganav or the idius of the bailam? What? 100%. The ganav is the bailam. The ganav is the bailam. It's his hezek. It's 100% his hezek. Mashenkin, according to my pshat, you could entertain that you go after the idius of the bailam of the behema. It's really my hezek. But the ganav is going to have to take responsibility. So it's my idius, not his idius. You could entertain. Depends. You have to know the whole sugya of Meitav. There's a lot of... That's winter's man.
Obviously, Reb Chaim is saying his chiluk by Shomer. We're going to say it's the same thing by Ganav. If Tosfos says Shomer and Ganav are completely different things.
No, I'm just borrowing the lamdich technique. I'm just taking the technique from over there.
But they don't carry it over fully because we see that Tosfos says.
Tosfos doesn't. No. I'm just borrowing the chakira. No, I'm just taking
the chakira. Nothing to do with
Shomer. I'm the chakira by Ganav. How does... We're saying Shomer maybe works like this, maybe works like that. I'm saying Ganav maybe works like something like that. But it's nothing to do with Shomer. It's the dinim of Ganav. The Ganav has dinim. How does it work? Akoponim, Rabbi Yisai, to finish the sugya, we have to get into what's going on over here in the case of Maimed Behemes Chaverio. Tosfos seems to say clearly it's talking about Shein V'Regel. The other Rishonim, the Rajman, others seem to say maybe it's not. And then we're going to go on to the two dots where we get discussing Viter. We'll hopefully get into the sugya of Shein Raveda, the Karuv.
How can you learn out the case?
How can you learn out the case?
You can talk to me in 2 minutes.